KGX News Time 6:52. As the Oregon Ducks prepare to play in their first Rose Bowl since 1995, let's catch up with the guy who might be described as their secret weapon. He has been quietly meeting with and advising both Coach Chip Kelly and the Oregon football team all season. Talking about Greg Bell, a former Oregon basketball player, now a consultant and trainer for more than 500 corporate organizations around the country. He has shared his philosophy with tens of thousands of people. That philosophy, water the bamboo. Here's the deal. Greg says if you plant these giant timber bamboo seeds, you see nothing in the first year, nothing in the second, nothing in the third. But in the fourth year, bamboo will rocket to 90 feet in height in 60 days. And he applies that to humans trying to get things done. Caught up with Greg. He's in the Hawaii airport this morning on his way to Pasadena. What's the message for the Ducks at this point, Greg?
Well, the message for the Ducks right now is it's harvest time for them. It's, you know, they've grown their bamboo. It's 90 feet high. Now they got to go take it. Basically, that's the Rose Bowl trophy. I just told them they need to focus and, you know, get it done.
Now, how did that play after the Boise State game where everything was so dark and so bleak and hopes for the season were almost gone? Were they attentive?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we try to emphasize with the water of the bamboo, no matter what challenges come your way, you got to keep watering. It's really more about the effort, not the result, the effort. If you take care of the effort, the results will come. Things are going to happen to your life. Things, you'll fall down. Those kinds of things will happen, but you got to get back up.
What was Chip Kelly's attitude when you first started talking to him about this concept and after the Boise State game? What were your observations?
Well, I think Chip Kelly is a leader himself. You know, I mean, he is the, you know, really the sort of the impetus of this. I mean, if you sort of think about it, he's just looking for an edge for his team. If you think about the last two games they've played, they've only won by 7 points. And he's just looking for an edge. And Wanda the Bamboo was that edge for him. I think that's really the sort of the key message there.
I can understand that playing better with the coach than with the players because, as we all know, if you're young, you tend to be impatient. You want to succeed right now. Was that a tough job convincing the players of that?
I think they've seen results, though. I mean, if you sort of think about it, right away they won. You know, won the next game, and actually won 7 straight.
Now, this philosophy of yours, you got it from your grandfather, who was from Texas, as I recall.
My grandfather was a farmer, and he, you know, farmed his field, worked really hard, you know, sun up to sun down, and my job was to run water out to him. But he always had a smile on his face, and he always knew that old-school mentality, put in the effort, the crops will come.
So, Greg, what happens on New Year's Day if the Ducks lose that ball game? Is the concept disproven?
They have to keep watering. This is what LaMicah James said after the Rose Bowl. He's just going to keep watering the bamboo. I think that's a key message that really got through that the players really listened to.
Did LeGarrette Blount get that message loud and clear, do you think?
I think he's an example of that message. If you think about it, I mean, in the Civil War game, he hadn't played a down since the Boise State game. But he came through with his emotional sort of lift for the team, scored a touchdown. He's a great example of, hey, you fall down, you do your work, follow the discipline of that work, and you can achieve.
All right, Greg Bell, as a former Duck, give us your prediction on the game. Who's going to win it, and what's the score going to be?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Ducks. Ducks 33-10.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much for talking to us. We'll keep watering the bamboo around here. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul.